Time is the one thing you can't get back, so spend it wisely by investing in your goals and future. Every moment at Miller-Mott College gets you closer to a career that makes you proud. Visit us online at miller-mott.edu. That's miller-mott.edu.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and phone lines are open at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Who do we have?
We have Gary in New Jersey.
Let's go to New Jersey, and we have Gary out in New Jersey. Hey, Gary.
Pastor, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's happening in New Jersey?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't quite hear that. Say it again, please.
What's happening out there in New Jersey? That's
oh,
a
no,
state that...
it's not New Jersey. It's New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, yeah.
It's New Jersey. Yeah, I love you, Yuma. You're the best. So, you know, I heard you guys talking tonight. Wendy was mentioning it with the dry eye. So, you know, just to get their point here. The thing that really got me to say, oh, I got to call you guys just to give you a heads up. But when she mentioned the oil, I mean, I go back years ago when I was younger. I'm 62 now. I don't have any dry eye. I used to have it years ago. I was eating low fat back then. And long story short, it's like, you know, I got into keto. But anyway, I've been doing it for 10 years. And there's a lot to be said. It's like, I don't want to, like, you know, take all the time out of the show. I just want to tell you quick. And if anything, I could always call if anybody was interested, like Wendy, if I ever had a chance to speak to her about it. Because she's very knowledgeable. And the thing is, when I heard her say, you know, the oil, the lipids, she's right on right there. But I don't know if she's aware of it to this degree. And there's things, there's sources. I could say, hey, you know what? You know, does she ever check with, like, does she look into keto aspects that have to do with, there's a guy, I just forgot his name again. He's a doctor. And he's on YouTube that he started a few years back because his wife's a nurse told him, hey, how many patients you want to help? Go on YouTube. But he went on YouTube. He's got followers now. I think it's in the millions anyway. But he talks on keto. And it's amazing what this does for people who need it. If you have diabetes, you know, a thing like dry eye works, you know, it fits as well. In my strong opinion, that's how I feel about it. So I had to call you. I don't know. I just wanted to see. When Wendy catches wind of this, what you think, you know, whatever you guys think, that's what I had to offer for you tonight. Other than that, I'm like, I'm calling your show. I'm like, it's great to talk to you guys. Like, something that I could offer you. I learned from you, you know, because, you know, you talk about the Bible, and that's the big thing, you know. But that's what I want to say, the lipids.
All right, very good. You said it very well, and thank you. God bless, and maybe you ought to give Wendy a call and tell her about keto.
Yeah, maybe that, you know, maybe if I order something, or that's true. But there you go. So you got that, food for thought, and if you do bring it up and you want to mention it to her or whatever, I just couldn't help myself. I said, nah, I got to call you and mention something. So.
All righty, well, thank you so much.
All right, Pastor.
God bless and have a good night, my friend. Okay. You're welcome, America. Newsome office posts threats against Kristi Noem. I heard about this, that she's been getting doxxed. And here, a cryptic post of California Governor Gavin Newsom's press office had a internet buzz Sunday. The post reads, Kristi Noem is going to have a bad day, and you're welcome, America. Noem, of course, is Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, Immigration, Customs Enforcement. Yeah, they've been threatening her and her family. Things are getting really interesting out there. Now, I knew that this was going to happen, but I thought it was going to happen. I figured it would start happening end of May, 1st of June, but here it's happening now. But the Trump administration agreed that Team Newsom's tweet looked like a threat at the Gateway Pundit reports Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Teresa McLaughlin, slammed Newsom for hiding behind a keyboard to threaten Gnome. This reads like a threat, McLaughlin wrote. This is ugly. Your keyboard warrior team may hide behind the laptops and spew this kind of vitriol, but you would never have the guts to say this to her face, she added. Yeah, she could probably whip him. You know, I wouldn't doubt it, you know. Anyhow, acting U.S. Attorney Bill Esalai was next to respond, saying that the alleged threat has now been referred to the Secret Service. How about that? We have zero tolerance for direct or implicit threats against government officials. I've referred this matter to the Secret Service and requested it, a full threat assessment. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Esalai. Oh, so there you go. What do you think of all that, Style?
I'm just kind of tired of the name calling, the back and forth. I'm not saying it's right. I wish we had politicians who acted professional and could conduct themselves in that manner and actually put the American citizen first. All they seem to want to do is sit there and argue back and forth all day about stuff that doesn't really matter. You can't just let someone live their own life and worry about what the American people are actually worried about. This ideology of, oh, we have to just attack the opposition 24/7 because they're bad and we're good, it doesn't benefit any of us.
Okay, I mean, you see now, Newsom, you know he's running for president. I mean, he's out there, he's politicking. But he's out there and he's attacking President Trump. He's got this Trump derangement syndrome, and he's calling Trump a weak man. He said he acts like a strong man, but he's not. He's weak. He acts like he's brave, but he's not. He's a coward. Things he would never do to the president's face. Never do to the president's face.
You know, I think it's fine he's doing. I really do, because it's the same thing that Donald Trump was doing for the past three elections, was calling people names, and that's all well and good. But the problem is, you got to be able to back that up with actual political discourse, and Gavin Newsom's entire political platform is just, anything Trump does, I'm going to do the opposite. That's not a political platform.
Well, he's destroyed the state of California. And listen, I don't have any doubts in my mind, none, that those fires were set purposely, that all of those homes that were being burned out, and that land is now being picked up for pennies on the dollar. I believe that whole thing was a major, it was planned out that way. I have no doubts in my mind that it was.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I think there's a lot of things that would further that point. And at the very least, you could say that nothing was done to prevent it. We saw the defunding. We saw the DEI put in place. We saw water denied and rerouted. We saw insurance companies pull out conveniently either right before or right after this happened. So obviously, he can't run his own states.
Well, again, like I say, all of those things point to it was done on purpose. It was done now. Here they've coming in and they're buying up the land for pennies on the dollar. All of these builders who came and again, like I said, and you can bet that his pockets are being lined. That Newsom's pockets are being lined with dirty money, huh?
Oh, I would be willing to bet on that.
All right. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673.
We got a call from San Diego.
Okay, go. That's got to be Jack.
It's got to be Jack.
Hey, Jack. Yep. Hey, Jack.
Well, so you're talking about eyes again, and you see that lady told you to make sure your doctor has experience. But remember, you also, I'm assuming you're going to be talking and consulting with the doctor that's actually going to do the procedure. That's what they should have you do.
That's what the plan is.
Okay. And so remember, you want to make sure that he's not a teacher and that there's going to be students there. You don't want no distractions, no students. You don't want anybody but him cutting on your eye.
Well, this may not be a him because the one I talked to is a woman.
Okay.
And
whatever.
So
You just you don't want them to have students around while they're doing your procedure. And you can request that. The other thing is also, and she didn't bring it up, but you want to ask them, are you just going to do one eye at a time? Now, when my wife had her cataract surgery, that's what they did. They did one eye. When that healed up and there was no complications, about a month later, they did the other eye.
That's what everyone says. I've had more people in the church that have had both eyes, and they said, do it that way. Don't let them do them both at one time.
Right. Well, it's for your protection because, you know, it's rare, but you might have your system might reject the procedure, and if you had something really bad happen to your sight in that eye, you want to be able to still see.
Well, you're not kidding. You don't realize how great and what a wonderful thing sight is until you lose it.
Yes. Now, the other thing is I've had problems with dry eye. I also had blepharitis, which your eyelids get real red and irritated, and then they give you an ointment that's an antibiotic. But I wanted to tell you, of all the eye drops, the one that works the best for me, and it's one of the more inexpensive ones, it's Visine, and it's called Dry Eye Relief. And the reason why I like it is because it actually, the formula duplicates your natural tears. And it moisturizes your eye. It soothes the dry, gritty eyes. And it really does give you relief, but you can use it as often as you want because it is essentially your natural tears.
What I'm using now, I take four times a day, and that's about as often as I want to do it.
Right. So anyway, it's called Visine Dry Eye Relief. And while she was on that topic, I thought, well, I better reinforce some of the stuff she was saying and give you some other food for thought there, because I know it's important for you to be healthy to do your job.
Yeah, we're going to have some exciting things coming up.
I was going to tell you before I forget is when I first started listening to your show, I'm listening to the songs that you played, and I'm thinking, geez, that kind of sounds like one of those country western songs. And so you sounded a lot like Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after a while, I discovered that it was you.
Yeah.
You had me fooled.
Yeah. Do you know who Noah Hutchins is?
What's the name?
Noah Hutchins, Southwest Radio Bible. Noah was one of my heroes. He was on the radio for 65 years. And Noah was he was World War II vet. He was smuggling Bibles into China, and he got caught by the Red Chinese. And by God's grace, they let him go, and they didn't kill him. But Noah was one of my. He had that Southwest Radio Bible Church. Anyhow, long story short, I sent him one of my. He was listening to one of the songs, and it was. I believe it was Lake of Fire I did. And he said, Pastor, Johnny Cash is a good friend of mine. And I said, oh, that's good. And I said, but that wasn't Johnny, that was me. He said, no. He says, I know Johnny Cash and I know what he sounds like. I said, no, really, for real. And he didn't believe me. So I sent him a CD and he called me up. He said, sure enough, he said, and he ordered 100 of them. He said, send me out 100 of those right away. And so he did, yeah. But, yeah, I've had a number of people tell me that I sound a lot like Johnny Cash.
All right, so let me ask you this. It seems like on most of the songs you change the words, and so it's more appropriate with, like, a religious message or a religious song?
Yeah, what I'll do is
it sounds the same as the original. So my question is, are you the one that changes the words?
Yeah, yeah. I've written over 40 songs for myself and for some others. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what I do is now the music, if you listen to the music, is not exactly the same as the original artist, but it's close to it. And what I do is I get the, you know, when I'm listening to a song like that song that Frank Sinatra sang, you know, and that used to always bother me. I did it my way, and I always thought you need to do it God's way, okay? So I changed all the lyrics in that song, and I put music which was very close to the original, and so I've done it a number of those. Johnny Cash has did that song about Folsom Prison, and I changed it to Judgment Train. I changed the song to Judgment Train, and it was good. I liked it. A lot of people, I got a lot of comments on that.
Well, talking about the history of talk radio, and you've been in it, what, 50 years?
Yeah, 51 years now.
So what's different today is that everybody wants to be a talk radio host, and they all get their own podcast.
Yeah.
So that's crazy, isn't it? So everybody can be a radio host. But I guess, if you get enough people watching so that you can sell advertising, you can be rich and famous. Because some of these guys have millions of listeners, and I guess they command a lot of money for the ads.
Well, yeah, some of them do, but there's so many out there. It's a real competitive business nowadays. It's hard, really. It's really very difficult for those guys to make any real money. People like Alex Jones, we're not in it for making money. We were in it for the cause. The cause was a righteous cause, and when we first started this, it all had to do with abortion, America's national sin, killing children. Because there was no, back in those days, there wasn't any, real conservative talk shows. And when I started going out there, I was targeted by all of those on the left. I mean, they wanted a shot at me because it was kind of like the Trump derangement syndrome. They didn't like my message. And here, the Lord blessed me with the ability to always give them better than I got. So I would go on their programs, and I would whoop them. I'd whoop them all the time. Kind of like what Charlie Kirk was doing.
Well, and I think, would I be correct in saying that the first big money program was Rush Limbaugh, and then shortly after him, I think Art Bell was very successful.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be right. I was way before Limbaugh. But here's the difference in our programs. A lot of your major stations wanted my program, but they didn't want the Bible part of it. They, you know, I was approached by Clear Channel and others, but we want your program, but not the Bible part of it. You know,
they're looking for the conspiracy theories.
Yeah. And,
so they probably want to take your first half hour and throw it out.
Yeah, and so I told them no. That's the purpose. The purpose is the Bible part of it is the most important part of it. So they didn't want, you know, they wanted to keep the Word of God out of the entire program.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll talk again soon. You take care.
You too. Thanks for calling. All right. Very good. Let me see. Who do we have next there?
Can you take a guess?
Let me see. I'm looking into my crystal ball here, but it looks a whole lot like a bottle of water. It's Clifford.
Yeah,
I see him.
How you doing? Talking about what you were saying about the study, I see Sister Jean, who was associated with Loyola's basketball team when they made the Final Four like 6 years ago. They say she's 106 now and is retiring from being the team chaplain at 106 due to health issues. But She has a book called Wake Up with a Purpose that she put out, my first 100 years that she put out a couple of years ago, according to Reuters, you know, and the news item. But so I thought that was interesting. But just quickly on the eyes, one thing you could try that might work in 2 or 3 days is hyaluronic acid supplements. That's spelled H-Y-A-L to start with, L-U-R-O-N-I-C. What that does is it kind of inflates the eye, particularly it's necessary for the white matter in the eye or the gel. And people find within 2 or 3 days, if they have trouble reading small print, it goes right back in some cases. So it would be worth a try.
You know, they're advertising these eyeglasses that are supposed to be a special miracle type, and that even people with cataracts or whatever, they said you won't. So it improves your, it gives you clear eyes. And I don't know how that could work, but I'm going to go, and I told my wife to check when she was in the store, and she didn't have time. Things were, she was kind of in a hurry. So I'm going to go in there, and before I buy anything, I want to try them. And if it works,
You could just hold off and use them in the short run. But if you can get hyaluronic acid on Amazon, you could order it tonight. It'll be, you know, there in a day. You know, it's like $20 or something like that, or even less. And,
I got about a week left before this thing's supposed to be taken care of. So.
Yeah, if it works, it'll work within a couple of days.
Yeah, so, I'm going to be, when it comes to my eyes, I'm not going to experiment. Okay, I'm going to leave that up to the professionals, because the eyes are one thing you don't really.
This is a supplement that you could take. It's good for your joints, skin, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of women use it that are, you know, 40-ish plus for skin. You know, it hydrates the skin.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to bring up was a couple of things that correlated. I'm listening to, I got some of this guy, Dr. Bill Creasy, his Bible studies on Daniel, for example. These go back almost 2 decades. I think the guy's about 80 now, but he actually is pretty good for some of the geography and history. But, I was looking at Psalm 119, and at the very end, I think it's in the last couple of verses, all the way up towards the 170 mark, it talks about the helping hand of God. I thought that was in, and I'm correlating that with this thing I'm listening to, Daniel chapter 10, and it's talking about, it's either the angel Gabriel or the man and women, linen, I'm not sure, is giving Daniel a helping hand after he's knocked down.
It's Gabriel.
Okay.
It's the angel Gabriel that's picking him up. Then he referred to as the man. It's an interesting thing because some places the angels are referred to as men and men are referred to as angels. And so that's So,
but that Psalm 119 towards the very last verse, the helping hand.
That's the middle psalm. Did you know that's the middle psalm of the Bible?
Oh, the middle of the whole Bible, actually, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yep. Anyhow, all right.
So try that hyaluronic acid for a couple of days.
Hyaluronic acid
work right away. Otherwise, it's still good for other things. There's no side effects.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling. And who do we have there next? Okay, here's what we got. Between calls, we got to do some things here. Okay, one. Did you know that Trump's motorcade blocked? It blocked French President Macron So the Macron had to sit in traffic, and he couldn't move because of Trump's. And do you know what he did? He called Trump and asked him if he could do something about that motorcade. What do you think of that?
I don't know what to think of that, honestly.
I mean, haven't you ever thought that it wouldn't it be wonderful sometimes if the people that cause these traffic blocks, you know, where you have to sit there in traffic, would be caught in them themselves?
I mean, I suppose so.
So, no. But now Trump had some problems this weekend, too. You know, he went and got on the escalator, and what happened, the escalator stopped. And Trump believes it was done on purpose. It was done to humiliate him and embarrass him, and it kind of upset his wife quite a bit, where she got a bit snippy. What do you think of that?
I've heard that. You know, maybe there's warrant to it. I just don't see why he cares so much. Why does he let things like that bother him? The elevator stops, you say, oh, well, keep walking. Even if it is someone stopping it, oh, well, keep walking. I think the best way you deal with anyone trying to do any kind of scenario that makes you look foolish, don't buy into it. Don't play into their hand. Him sitting here and whining about it online isn't going to help anything.
Yeah, well, it's probably because he has obviously more information about what happened, who took place, and who was behind it than we do.
I'm sure he does, but at the end of the day, it's a stopped elevator. I think there's a lot more pressing issues.
And then they played with his teleprompter when he had the speech to give, and he believes that all of that was done on purpose right here in his country, and he wasn't happy about it. And so, anyhow, what he said, whoever broke this teleprompter, you're in big trouble. What do you think of that? All right. Christy Noem, you know, she was, they're doxing her. I think she's too pretty to be doxed. What do you think?
Well, there was a time there that they were trying to crack down on doxing and DDoSing in general to make it a felony, and I don't think they should have gone through with that, because obviously that's not something anyone should be doing.
Well, that's what they are doing in her case. They're not putting up with it. They're going to press some charges against some people.
Good.
Now,
you're divulging private information.
So PMSNBC put out a false story about ICE holding a little 5-year-old girl hostage so that when her father come to get her, they would catch him. And instead, he took off and running. But the whole story was entirely false. Do you know what the real story was?
What's that?
The father abandoned his little 5-year-old girl and ICE took her and took care of her. But that's not what NBC put out there. They put out totally false. What do you think should be done to them for that?
Honestly, all of it needs defunded. All of it across the board needs defunded. How many times do false narrative have to be pushed for political gain or monetary gain? It's nothing's going to happen, but something should. All of it just needs defunded already.
Okay, you ready for this one? Now, we've been saying, when are we going to get some justice? When are we going to get, are we going to see some arrests? So now Trump is yelling at Pam Bondi, when are we going to see some action? When are you going to move? When are you going to make some arrests, right? Now, here's the thing. There's a 5-year where you got a limit on some of these things that they can do, a statute of limitations. And Comey's is coming up to that 5 years along with John Brennan and some of these others. So on lying to Congress, to lying under oath. And so they're saying that this week is that Comey's going to be indicted and brought in. And so, have you noticed he's been acting real strange? Have you noticed that?
He's on edge. I think he knows that he's their fall guy no matter what.
Okay. Well, here's the word. The word is that this is what the chatter has it, is Bolton is singing like a bird. Because guess what they found in Bolton's residence? A lot of files that were classified information. from Trump's first term that were never declassified. And so now, you know, Bolton was in cahoots with all the, with the rest of them, with Comey and Brennan and Bill Barr. I hope Bill Barr doesn't slide away. I hope that he does not get away. He's one of the slicker ones. But anyhow, they say that it's going to be like dominoes. They're going to be going down. And it looks like Comey's next. And then you have Brennan and Schiff. They're lined up. So, you know, again, they committed high treason. Look what they did to Trump. I don't know what Pam Bondi's deal is with this, but I hope that things start moving. We'll be back right after this.
Israel, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Thou art my chosen, for I have called thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those who gather. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Out from the furnace, out of affliction, I have chosen thee, behold, and for your iron I'll give you silver, and for your brass I'll give you gold. Awake, America, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. Hosanna. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All righty. Guess what? Well, we have Brian out in Texas. Hey, Brian, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, this is Brian in Dallas. Is my call coming in?
Yeah, loud and clear. Yep, loud and clear.
Well, I heard Clifford, he was talking about the stuff, and I heard the other gentleman talking about the eye drops and stuff. Another thing that might help you, Pastor, is take a cool cloth, get your wife to get you a cool cloth, put it in the freezer for a few minutes, and lay down and put that cool cloth across your eyes.
Huh. That sounds like something that might help you go to sleep.
It will, but it'll also relax the nerve tendons in your eyes and in your whole upper part. But don't forget that. Write that down to make sure you put it in the refrigerator for a few minutes, okay? And if that doesn't work, you can also warm it up in the microwave for maybe about 5 seconds, okay, if you want heat, something warm. But either way, that's a natural way that they did these things before we even had eye drops around.
All right. Well, I have eye drops. I take those 4 times. But that sounds like something I know that when people get headaches, when they get migraines or they get those sinus headaches, my wife, when she gets those sinus headaches, she would have like a little ice pack and she would put it across her eyes and it would really help.
It all helps. It all is connected. Another thing I was touching about, Pastor, so kind of what Si was saying about all these things happening with the escalator and stuff. I don't know if anybody out there listening might remember, but back in September of 2023, Jamel Bowman, one of the representatives, he falsely pulled a fire alarm in the Cannon House office building that prompted when they were going to pass a vote, and they were attempting to pass a last-minute spending bill to avoid a government shutdown, but he falsely pulled down that fire alarm and had everybody, you know, basically had everybody evacuate, you know, the Senate when they were going to do that vote. But this is kind of the same type of tactics that they do. And another thing is, if anybody listening might remember the Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan, when she was really doing really good, she was going to win the gold medals and all that, and that other skater attacked her with a baseball bat and broke her legs, because this is how the Democrats work. They see somebody doing good like Trump, and it goes back to your show, Pastor, what's right is left and what's left is wrong to these people. You know, wrong is right and right is wrong, and that's how they do. They attack their opponent, and that's what we're seeing in this country, is people kind of like this Nancy Kerrigan figure skater that had her legs broken because she was so good. And the same thing happened to Charlie Kirk. You know, they like the darkness, like Elon Musk said. They want the darkness, Pastor.
Yeah, they do. They
but
do.
But remember that they pulled that fire alarm down, that handle. They sure did.
Yeah, well, cost him his seat in Congress.
That's right.
So
it's the same type of tactics that they do, and then they say, well, you know, all these people during January, they stormed the Capitol, and they wonder why. It's no different, Pastor.
Yeah, well,
they're getting their own medicine for what they're doing.
Well, this is communism we're up against, which is satanic. Communism is Satanism, really, is what it is. It's anti-Christ,
that's
it's anti-God.
It
yeah. And so,
well, you remember, in the Bible, you know, in society we say when something happens, I'm going to get that person back. And God says revenge is his.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump, you get to a point in the society, you got to protect yourself. It's like, we don't want war. You know, we prepare for war, but we pray for peace.
But right.
We're up against a battle, Pastor. This is a battle.
The best way to settle a war is to be totally prepared for it. And that's what, you know, of course, you know, we battle against not just flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, spiritual things and darkness. And that's where your pastors are supposed to be. Preparing the people. That's what it's supposed to be about, preparing the people, bringing America back to one nation under God, and not spending so much time doing, you know, cruises in Alaska ships or cruises here or you know, building projects and things like that. They're supposed to be doing the Lord's work. But anyhow, let me ask you this, because, you know, Kamala Harris, she's been out politicking, and here she's trashing everybody. She's trashing everybody, blaming them for her losing the election, except for herself. But I sat there and I laughed because she said she didn't really want Tampon Tim. Well, she didn't. She didn't really. And she was blaming Tim. Now, there's a whole list of negative attributes you could apply to Tampon Tim. Okay, first of all, the guy doesn't know how to tell the truth. And, you know, this thing about his pedophilia-type mindset. But she said she brought out one of his negative attributes, and it was that he was fat. So let's ask Style. Hey, Style, in the whole list of negative attributes with Tampon Tim, where...
Pastor, real quick, before you go to Style, don't forget what she said in the book, that she's blaming it all on Pete Buttigieg, too, for being gay.
Well, she said that she wanted Buttigieg, but she said she knew that she couldn't win with him because he was gay.
That's
and
right.
So, and now, remember...
Now, why is it the LGBT community just jumping all over that on her and just saying, you know, let's burn up her house, you know, for what she said? Because that's exactly what she said. She said it live on the radio, louder than clear, national news. She said that she could not choose him because of what he was. Now, if that ain't a slap in the face to that man and the whole LGBT community, somebody please tell me.
Well, the thing of it is the Republicans are praying that Kamala does run again, that she would get the nomination because she said she self-destructs. But anyhow, that's what's happening there. But of all the attributes you could put on Tampon Tim, being fat, I think, is the least of them. What do you think, Style?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if he was, you know, coming out here and preaching about America's health habits, then you'd have a leg to stand on. But like you said, that's the least concerned thing I am about him. And to Brian's point, we've seen Kamala blame anyone under the sun she can except herself for law. She blamed the gays. She went on TV and blamed black men for not voting for her and questioning their race. MSNBC, the day after the election, she backed up their claim that wrestling fans were the reason she lost. She'll blame anyone under the sun. And I think, absolutely you're right, that if someone's a Republican right now, their biggest wish should be that Kamala Harris does run. I think Republicans at this point... don't mention her name. Just let her do it and let her lose by herself again.
Yeah. She's on course. I mean, you know, it's amazing. Hey, so listen, we'll ask you because you may be one of the only people in the whole country that knows this. Who's behind? They put up a big statue, a bronze statue of Trump and Epstein acting funny, and, you know, there in D.C., close to the White House. It just all of a sudden was there. Come sunrise, who do you think's responsible for that?
Well, I mean, Donald Trump's not going to be responsible for it.
Well, no, Donald Trump's not really happy with that at all. He's very unhappy.
He would be.
We already know that answer. The same person that hasn't left the White House or left Chicago or Washington, Pastor. I think everybody with common sense should know that would be the King Obama.
I wouldn't doubt it a bit. Came to mind.
Pastor, real quick before I let you guys go, I want everybody to look something up. Here in our region in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, up here in Collin County, they were going to build a new mosque, and they had a sign out there, and some people painted over the sign. It said, "New mosque coming." Somebody painted over the sign with a sign of Jesus, a cross, and said, "No, Jesus is coming." I want everybody to look that up. They spray-painted over the sign in the field that the Muslims up here in our community bought the land, supposedly, and said a new mosque is coming, and they spray-painted over it saying, "No, Jesus is coming."
And so, yeah, you know what? I guess Texas is the first state to outlaw Sharia law, Sharia courts, which is good.
We've got this new thing, too, that the bathroom bill that just signed, that if you're born this, you're supposed to go this, but they're going to fight this, Pastor. They're going to fight it, just like the Ten Commandments.
They fight
what is right because they want wrong. I mean, it's so obvious. It's just kind of like what Si was saying about, well, every once in a while, you know, when something happens, you just got to, you know, keep riding the escalator. Well, yeah, you got to keep riding the escalator, but it's kind of like, how far can they? It's so obvious what they're doing. I mean, you know, pulling the... Surely y'all remember when they pulled the fire alarm down
and
stop that bill. I mean, this is the type of tactics that they're doing.
Well, again,
it's so obvious.
They're totally corrupt. This is why they want the the mail-in ballots so they can stuff ballots. I mean, the Democratic Communist Party has gone totally corrupt. It wasn't always that way. It's not the party of your father.
Trump told the world leaders yesterday, to all them leaders, he said he hasn't seen any of these other leaders cleaning up their cities, their countries. None of
that was great. I loved that. He really went after him. He told him the way it was. They might not like him, but they have to respect him. At least he's got courage. And you know, here now, we're seeing in our country, the Republican Party growing a spine. Finally, I've been preaching on that for years and years and years. And finally, the Republican Party's starting to grow a spine. And now he's going after them. See, they're feeling it. You know that right now that ISIS is calling for jihad in the U.K., ISIS right now is telling its terrorists to go out and start killing Brits. And they'll do it. And see, you know, I got to tell you, they haven't been very smart there in Britain. They haven't been very smart at all. And the same thing.
I'll tell you, Pastor, if there's anything that's right on, is the Word of God. It's right on.
Absolutely. Perfectly right on.
I want to say thank you for taking my call, and don't forget about putting that cool cloth. Get your wife to get that cool cloth out and put that on your eyes and lay down, and it'll work miracles. It's a natural way, but it's a good way.
All righty, very good. You have yourself a good night. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Sty. God bless.
Bye-bye. Who do we have there now?
I think we're about ready for the invitation now.
Yeah, it's about that time, isn't it?
Okay. Yes, sir.
And so, if you were me, how would you give that invitation? What would you do?
Well, I'd do exactly as the Bible says. I'd call people to the Lord and ask them to go away from the worldly desire and go towards the Word of God.
Yeah, but how do you know that the Bible's true?
Well, it's never been able to be proven false.
So, here we have... You have over 1,800 prophecies in the Bible stretching for millennia, thousands of years. And those prophecies come down exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. What do you think the mathematical odds of that are?
I mean, slim to none other than this one case, right?
Okay, for men with all of their modern, with all of our modern technology today, to be able to fulfill even two of those, the odds would be one with 130 zeros behind it. All right? That former basketball player, he did a lot of the... He wrote a book called Mathematics. Theomatics. And they did... The Stanford Math Department, that they did a lot of the odds on these things happening. And so that everything in there... It is miraculous. I mean, it's supernatural. There's no way in the world that man could have done any of that, okay? Now, let me ask you this. What source of information speaks with absolute complete authority, without any stuttering, and it tells you where things started, how things started, where things will be at certain points, and then what the future is going to be. There's only one source of information that is absolutely, totally authoritative, and that's what?
That's the Word of God and the Holy Bible.
Absolutely. And we have that, okay? And so for all those guys that spent all those years trying to disprove the Bible, what usually happened to them is they got saved. They spent time trying to disprove the Bible and found out, hey, guess what? That's for real. And this whole world, that all of this stuff that's happening with us right now out there today, all of this stuff is not. This is exactly what God's Word, the Bible, said it would be. We're living in the times of illusion, delusion, confusion. And so, folks, But here, again, we have God's word to stand on. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted, okay? Before time began itself. Literally before time began. So, anyhow, bottom line is all of this, that we said all that to say this. This is the only thing in existence right now, the only thing that is in existence right now that will not pass away is the Word of God. And God is the only one that's got complete and total unlimited power to do that. And he has said that his word will never pass away, okay? And so here's what the words are. For you folks out there listening, and we've said it so many times, obviously a lot of you know the story, right? You celebrating. If you never went to church, well, you know about Christmas and the Christ child, the babe in the manger, so you know some parts. And then if you never went to church, but you know a little bit about Resurrection Sunday, okay? And when you really need to get into God's Word, the Bible, but you need to get into a good, solid church too. But the bottom line is this. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Eternal One, the Ancient of Days, is telling you this, that here's what you have to do, that you are going to die. See, it's appointed to all men once to die. You're going to die. See, that's one of the absolutes, okay? That's not a generality. It's an absolute. And so once that happens, judgment. It's appointed to men. All men once to die, and then the judgment. The judgment is simply this. It's not complicated. You're going to go to paradise. You're going to go to a place where God has made for you that's beyond, well, it's better than anything you can even imagine. Or you're going to go to a place that's worse, a place of torment than anything than you can imagine. Now, you don't have to go to the latter. You see, you don't have to. God is a merciful, merciful God and a loving God. He gives you an opportunity. See, but God is a just God, and God is a holy God. He's a just and a holy God. And a just God and a holy God must punish sin. That's what God says, right? And he gives you an opportunity to repent and avoid that eternity of torment, that burning lake of fire. And he tells you, here's what you have to do that. You have to pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of sin. Then what you have to do is you have to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask for him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. You got to do that. And if you'll do that, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of a kingdom, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, you have God's word on that. Go to the Gospel of John chapter 3, read it and do it. And I want to say thanks for all of you for being here tonight. And thanks for the support. I want to say God bless. Good night. And then I want to say, and always, 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 ready, folks? Keep fighting the fight. Fight. Donald Trump said fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
The questions start early.
How do I know when he's full?
Do babies hold grudges?
That's why we make one formula that feels right away, backed by breast milk science and built for babies' brains, bellies, and beyond. Learn more at ByHeart.com.